We continue our learning with Mishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Zvach and Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Shlomim Shkadashim Kalim. So now we're up to the Shlomim. Shlomim are also Kachim Kalim, like the Il Nazir, like the Ram of the Nazir at the end of his purification process, and the Karban Toda. In fact, the Karban Toda is a form of a Shlomim, and of course the Il Nazir is known as the Ail Tamim Echad Tamim L'Shlomim. So Shlomim is the all of these Karbanos are really in the same category. We mentioned that the Karban Todah can only be eaten for a day and a night. We'll see Shlamim a little bit more. Shlamim, Kadoshim, Kalim, of course, are the lower level Kedusha of Karbanos. Shechita Asan B'chol Mokom Azara can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. As we mentioned, in fact, the proof text of Karban Todah was really something that was really the source was Shlamim. It says, Shachat Oso Lefnei Ol Moed. You have to shech the animal in the Azara somewhere in front of the Ol Moed. The Ol Moed is the Heichal, where the menorah and the Mizbech HaZahav and the Shulchan is. So anywhere in the Azara, Fnei Ol Moed, Lav Davka doesn't have to be necessarily in the north. So as opposed to the other Karbanos, which have to kachim have to be in the north. V'damantun Shtei Matanos Shein Arba. And the sprinkling of the blood is going to follow the same pattern. In fact, this was the pattern of the Ola and the Asham and the Toda were all two Matanos, two applications of blood, Shein Arba, which are four. And we mentioned the Pasuk again, once again, Vizaraku, Al Mizbech says, how do you reconcile Vizaraku? You're going to throw, and yet it'll be around the whole Mizbeach. That's two sides that are four. V'nechlen b'chol ha'ir can be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim, as we mentioned regarding the Karban Toda. L'chol adam, even a Yisrael can eat from it as the Karban Toda. B'chol ma'achol, doesn't it, like we said, like Karban Toda anyway, roasted, cooked, doesn't matter. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Here, we're saying when it comes to the Karban Shlomim, you have 2 days and a night in between. The Pasuk says, Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Te Zayin, Vim Neder Onidava Zevach Karbano, Biyom Hikrivo Es Zivcho Yeachel. Umimacharas. So what does it say? In this pasuk regarding donating a Karban Shlamim, it says, you will eat from the Karban on the Yom HaKrivo, the day you bring it as an offering, Umimacharas, and in the next day as well. So that gives you 2 days, and of course, the night in between. In fact, the pasuk even tells you what happens afterwards. V'hanosar ad yom hashlishi ba'if shisareif, the pasuk says, in Vayikra Yotes. So, b'yom zivchachem yeochel mimacharas, another pasuk. V'hanosar, what's left over ad yom hashlishi ba'if shisareif, his nose has to be burnt. So, you have ad yom hashlishi, so that means it can be eaten until the third day. Ad v'lo ad b'chol, not including the third day, meaning the first and the second day. And then the Mishnah concludes, Hamura mehem, and that which is elevated or separated from it, which are given to the Kohanim, which is the Chazeh and the Shok, that we mentioned when it came to the Karban Todah as well, that's given to the Kohanim. Kayotze b'hen follows the same rule, so the Kohanim have to eat that within the city of Yerushalayim for 2 days and one night and not beyond. Ela shahamurom nechala kohanim l'neshtem l'vanim l'avdem. But letting you know that Yisrael cannot eat from this. At the same time, it's not only eaten by male Kohanim. The Kohanim, their wives, their children, even their servants can eat from the chazeh and the shok that are given to the Kohen. Perakei Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah of Ezim Mekomen, Habachor, Vahamaser, Vahapesach. The lightest of all, Kadoshim Kalim, of the Kachim Kalim, Shechida Son Mechol Mekom Azara. So far, the Bechor is the firstborn. Firstborn animal. Maser is where you give every tenth of your sheep or of your animals to as a carbon as well. And the carbon Pesach, of course. So these are also Kachim Kalim, and therefore Shechidasan B'chol Mokam Azarav, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, not only the north. V'damaton, and here is what shows you that they're the most lenient of all, is that we don't even sprinkle two that are four. V'damaton Matana Achas. All you have to do is pour one application of blood on the wall of the Mizbeach, and that's it. On one wall. As long as it's on the wall where below the yisod is. The yisod, as we said, only sticks out on two sides. You have to make sure that you're sprinkling it on the wall, you're tossing it from the klisharis onto the wall, that it drips down in an area where you see the yisod, the base, sticking out. But be aware that the b'chor and the maser and pesach are different in terms of how they're eaten. Habachor, for example, ne'achala kohanim. So the b'chor can only be eaten by kohanim. Now that includes the family as well, because the pasuk says uvisaram. This is bambinbar yudches yudches uvisaram yelach kachaze hatnufa uchesho kahayamin lecha yeh. When it comes to the bechor, the pasuk compares it to the chaze and the shok of other karbanos. So just like the other karbanos, where the right thigh of the animal and the chaze, and the chest of the animal are given to the kohanim and the whole family can eat it. So the same thing is true when it comes to the bechor, can be eaten by any member of the kohanim family and even their servants. But the master behema, that can be eaten by anybody. The Kohanim don't have any chelik in that. It's eaten by the owner of the maser, of that karbon, but anyone can eat from it. Of course, that's the same. These are kachim kalim. So they are eaten in the city of Yerushalayim before the maser. We haven't discussed Karban Pesach just yet. L'chol adam. And most mepharshim don't have this because we said that already. B'chol ma'achol, and they can be eaten in any way you like. They can be cooked. They can be roasted. L'shnei amim v'layla echad. For 2 days and one night, in the night in between. That's true when it comes to shlamim. That's from the previous Mishnah. So that's true when it comes to the b'chor and the maser. How do I know? Because the pasuk says by b'chor, as the same pasuk we quoted before. Uvisaram yelach kahazeh hatnufa uchushok hayamin. What do we compare? We compare the chazeh and the shok of the shlamim to the b'chor to the chazeh and the shok of the shlamim. Just like shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, so too the b'chor is eaten 2 days and night in between. So, and maser is learned from shlamim. Just like shlamim are kachim kalim, could mean for 2 days and a night in between, we say that maser as well, also kachim kalim, it should follow the same rule. So that's with respect to the b'chor and the maser. And when it comes to the maser as well, we say that kohanim don't have any chelik. And in fact, the pasuk says, v'chol masar ba'kar v'atzon, which is every tenth of cattle or sheep, the tenth one that comes through the corral, when it walks through the gate, it becomes, you used to put a red stripe on it, that is going to be Kodesh. And what do you mean Kodesh? So obviously the korban has to, the emurim have to be placed on the Mizbeach. But the flesh of the animal, that can be eaten by the owner, and not even the chaz of a show go to the kohanim. Now, before we go on to the Karban Pesach, maybe the most famous of all, how do we know that only one matan is necessary? Because when it came to the shlamim, we said, oh, that's two that are four, because it says v'zarku and saviv. How do I accomplish that? Here the pasuk says, regarding b'chor, it says, es damam tizrok al hamizbeach. There is no saviv. But it also says damam. So what's damam? So damam comes to teach you, instead of saying damo, there must be other things as well that have the blood that doesn't need saviv, and that's the maser and the pesach as well. Follow the bechor. But that's all one matana, a sprinkling of blood, and that's it, because it says damam tizrok, just throw it on the mizbeach. That's one time, and it does not have the word saviv. And now we conclude the mishnah with the Karban Pesach. HaPesach. What's unique about the Karban Pesach? So einin achala ela balayla. That can only be eaten at night. It says va'achlu asabasar balayla hazeh. That's in Parshas Bo. That's the first night of Pesach. So can only be eaten at night. You don't even have the day that you shechted it. You don't eat it during the day. It's actually eaten at the Seder, the night of the 15th. Even though you slaughtered it on the 14th, you eat it the night of the 15th. Einin achala ela chatzos. Not only that, you only have till chatzos. Although the pasuk says there's an opinion that holds you can actually eat it till the morning, and the Gemara in Zvachim Nun Zayin Amid Bey says that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. This is all discussed in Brachos Hataf Tes, whether or not the Karban Pesach can be until the next morning or only until Chatzos. It says Va'achlus Abasar Balayla Hazeh, and it also says regarding Makas Bechoros V'avarti Beres B'Shaim Balayla Hazeh. So Balayla Hazeh, when did Makas Bechoros happen exactly to Chatzos? So too, V'achulus HaBasar Balayla Hazeh, this Balayla Hazeh has to be B'Chatzos as well. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Gemara goes on to explain that they're the essential, the kernel of Machlok between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva is, what's the Shas Chipazon? What was that time in haste that we're supposed to, we're getting ready to leave? Is that, we consider that in the morning? Or even do we assume that the time of Makas Bechoros was the Chipazon, was the beginning really of the Geula? and that's when we eat the carbon, up until when we eat the carbon Pesach. So, although Rabbi Akiva says till the morning, we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah till Chatzos, and the author of this Mishnah, this anonymous Mishnah, is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. One of the interesting questions is that we, in our introduction to this perek, we said, oh, what's unique about this perek is that there's nothing here that's subject to a machlokas. So one of the questions is that this seems to be subject to a machlokas. Saying that we only have till Chatzos is only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Akiva happened to disagree. Nonetheless, the Mishnah does not bring the opinion of Rabbi Akiva at all. We have it till Chatzos, and in fact, this is a debate even nowadays regarding the Afikomen, which matzah is supposed to follow the rules of Karban Pesach as well. People are very are makpid to try to eat the Karban Pesach, or its equivalent, its substitute rather, the Afikomen by Chatzos, because the Karban Pesach had to be in by Chatzos, like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, like the opinion of this anonymous Mishnah. The Eino Nechol Elimunav. One other thing about Karban Pesach, it could only be eaten by those who registered for the Karban Pesach in advance. The Pasuk says, Ish l'fi achlo tachos tu'al aseh. You have to enumerate yourself, be part of the Cheshbon, and register on the sheep in advance. The Eino Nechol Elotzoli. And finally, we get to the point, because all those other Karbanos that were eaten, we said, can be eaten b'chol machal, however you like. They can be cooked, they can be roasted. That was all to distinguish between those karbanos and the karban Pesach, which can only be eaten roasted, as the pasuk says, al tochlu mimenu na, u'vashom u'shom u'vayim. It can't be where it's partially raw, cannot be cooked in water, akim tzli esh.